Good morning, my sister. So delighted that you are. Family, we are going to go before the Lord in prayer so that we can hear the word that's going to feed us on this marvelous, miraculous Monday, the 24th of February. Good morning, Father God. We thank you this morning for just being you, Father, the Alpha, the Omega, the great I Am. Father, we just are so excited that you woke us up this morning on this marvelous, miraculous Monday, that we are now in the telecommunication sanctuary where we can get fed, Father. We appreciate what you did through us, for us, and around us, Father God. Things you've kept us from the seen and the unseen dangers, Father. We appreciate it. We don't take it lightly. We know that you are just looking over us as our daddy God. Father, we love and appreciate that you seeded this idea into awesome, miraculous, marvelous women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who has an infectious smile and those cute little dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is getting ready to walk down the aisle and join hands with Robert. Father, we thank you that this union has come to pass and we are able to just be in joy with her, Father. We appreciate that, and we just ask you to just keep them, Father, as they join lives together. We appreciate the Des de Leon family, the family that got seeded the idea of Artists International. Papa Des de Leon, we ask you to keep him, Father, as every day we ask you to cover him, Father, as we continue this journey of helping people through artist products. Father God, we just appreciate you this marvelous, miraculous Monday. Father, we just want to make sure you know that we come before you this day with our head bowed and our hearts humbled, and we are going to get fed a word, Father, from your message that will send us off this day, and we just appreciate that. There's no place on this line for any kind of interference, distraction. We will have our minds focused on the word, so we will just not tolerate any other thing but focused mind Monday on this marvelous day. We just close this prayer in your son's blood, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our marvelous, miraculous host this morning. Thank you so much. This is Benita Cates, and you're welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, Minister Robin, loud and clear.
Thank you so much. It is truly a day that God has made. It's marvelous, and it is miraculous. And I say good morning to each one of you also. This is Minister Robin here on the East Coast with Lady Benita, and we welcome you to the Master's Call, to this awesome call that our Father has given us because of two wonderful women of God who listened to him and who prayed, who believed, who spoke, and now it's been manifested, this call. So I want to say thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is the first and only ambassador of Artists International. And again, thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, soon-to-be bride. Praise God on Saturday. Good morning to each one of you. This call is about our marvelous, miraculous King. He is our King. He is our God. He is our Master. And the call was founded on October 25th, 2010. We have a website address for you, and you can go there and listen to our messages, and we will have additional announcements soon from Dr. Vanessa regarding that. But right now, the website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We have an email address for you. You can send us your praise reports, your prayer requests. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor on the call, you can also reach out to us via the email. And also, if there is a word that you would like to bring forward from the throne room of God, you can send that request also to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are live Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30 Central Standard Time. And the playback number for today, actually the playback number for every day, and it's if you want to hear the message, after it has been brought forward that same day, that number is 712-432-1085, the PIN code 957-677-POUND. But if you're not able to listen to it, go ahead to the website and you can listen to it there. Immediately following this call, we have our training call, our morning motivational call, because Artists International is the thread that has brought many of us together, and we are health and wellness distributors. We have the favor and the blessing and the increase of God on us as FBI agents. And that number for you, immediately following this call, you can just jump on that call and find out more about our company. It's 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Father, thank you for the mind of Christ and bringing things to my remembrance. That number again is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. You know what? This call is about our master. We stand on a powerful scripture. You can locate it in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's the first thing we do. So God is good to us, and we see that our mission statement is also being seen in each one of us. We are being enriched, we are being enhanced, and we are being empowered believers as we begin our day. We're also excited because as an Artists International Health and Wellness Distributor, we have such great tools that have been helping us grow our business and share with other individuals. They, too, can find out more by getting on the morning motivational call, but we also have a campaign going on. It is 90K in 90 days, and that is being done. Yes, I said 90K, $90,000. You can make $90,000. You can also make any dollar amount that you want. You can share that with others because we have a call that you can get on. And that call is at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 926358-POUND. You can also get three people on the phone. Teach them. Teach three so they, too, can be stress-free because we do not allow stress to be part of our lives in the name of Jesus. And we are having a big event coming up in the month of June by our Kings of Artists. It is a group of men who are sold out to the Lord. They are health and wellness distributors also. They listen to the voice of God, and they bring forward some awesome, awesome events. And the next one is going to be held in Orlando in June. So go to your back office and find out more about it. We have specials going on and bonuses that are taking place and double points. So make sure you check your back office. But what I want to do right now, and I'll come back after the message with additional announcements, is to tell you about the mighty man of God. His name is Pastor Charles Kimmons. And Pastor Charles and his wonderful wife, Minister Edna Kimmons, they reside in Portland, Oregon. And they, too, are building an awesome team in the Portland area because they are Artists International distributors also. They've been married for more than 27 years, and they have three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Chrishayla. He is the assistant pastor at the Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord, and he loves God's people. So without any further delay, without any time taken away from him, I am going to call the man of God forward. Pastor Charles Kimmons, are you there?
God bless you this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. We're ready.
Praise the Lord. I thank God this morning for just allowing me to be on this call this morning. I thank God for all the FBI agents that we have on this call. And I also would like to congratulate Dr. Vanessa and Robert on their upcoming marriage. I just pray that the love that you guys have for one another right now, that it just continue to flourish in Jesus' name. And I'm really excited to have this opportunity to speak to my artist family this morning on this call. I'm just blessed more than what you can even understand. But this morning, what I want to talk about, the combine it together, faith and trust and prayer. The word out of Proverbs 3:5, it tells us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Now, this morning, I want you to take a look at your hands. Everyone that's on the call, just take a look at your hands and understand that your hands are anointed, that your hands are anointed for victory. And then I want you to just take a look at your feet and just understand that your feet are anointed for victory. Your feet, every place that your feet step is holy ground. And I just want you just to understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, things come up in life and you just, you know, when your faith may seem to just want to waver, you know. And I just want to share just a brief testimony. I reside in Portland, Oregon, and I'm renting a wonderful condominium here in Portland. And all of a sudden, my landlord decided that she wants to sell this place. And so she wants to sell this place, and this was something that, you know, this move, it came up just all of a sudden for me, and, you know, I wasn't really, really prepared for it, you know. And so I started praying, you know, concerning our next place. And as we prayed, and saints, I tell you, the best place to fight your battle is on your knees. When you're on your knees, victory is assured. And I was praying, and my wife and I, we go look at one place and come out of there and say, no, honey, this is not our place. Come look at another place, and the same thing, you know. And, you know, saints, when you pray, it's important that you make your prayer specific, you know. And I was on my knees, and I prayed. And I was praying to the Lord. I said, Father, I need 2.5 bedrooms. I need 3 baths. I need a double sink in the master bedroom. This is what I need, because at this particular time in our life, we have not found our boss as of yet. And we both go to work at this time in the morning. On the West Coast, it's 5:15 in the morning. So I have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. My wife has to be at work at 5:45 in the morning. And one bathroom and one sink is not going to work for us. And I pray. And we go see a place yesterday. This is more or less a testimony. But we go see a place yesterday. When we get there, the lady greets us. She's a believer. She greets us. And she tells us right away, already, my husband, he likes you, that we can have this place as long as we want. And that she will also be willing to sell us this place for the price that she paid for this place in 2005. Tell me, God is not good. And sometimes, saints, you know, when you're going through, you know, the enemy will come in and try to throw things in you to try to get you to be worried, upset about, you know, about what's going on. Because, see, this was a big move for us, because I have a daughter that's going to be having my first grandchild in April, and the place that I'm in right now, I have to be out in April. But just to show you just how strategic God is, on the same day that I'm supposed to be out of my old place is the same day that I'm going into my new place. Saints, I'm here to tell you that prayer changes things. Prayer changes everything. You know, God will give you the desires of your heart, and he will protect you from making any type of wrong decision, any type of wrong choices and stuff, because sometimes, you know, in situations like this, I don't know if anybody ever been in a situation like this, but in a situation like this, you know, I just want to just get someplace. But if you commit your ways to the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's what we just have to do. We just got to commit our ways to the Lord, and we got to have faith. We have to have faith. Faith is about believing and trusting in God regardless of the circumstances, regardless what it looks like. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Some of us right now, we may be struggling in our business, but don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. You know, the key is to believe and not doubt. What you believe and not doubt, the Bible says that if you believe and not doubt, you'll have whatsoever you say. And so, saints, I just tell you, when you get in your quiet place, when you get in your quiet place in your prayer closet, when you pray, make your prayer specific. Make your prayer specific, because God will answer your prayer, and he wants you to make the prayer specific. And that's what I had to do. I had to make my prayer specific. I needed a double sink. I don't need one sink. I need three bathrooms. I don't need one bathroom. And this is what I had. This is what I prayed for. And when I got up off my knees, God answered that prayer. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm shouting from the bottom of my heart right now. I'm shouting, because I know that God is still in control. He's in control, and he's in control. Saints, and we just have to just continue to believe him. Sure you have a victim. Sure you have an enemy that will try to come in and try to get you to abort the things that God has promised you. But saints, I just pray right now that you just keep your eyes just focused on God. Even as you go through your business, even as your business might not be going to the next level as you would want it to go, stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Keep the eyes on God. And understand that with God, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that's impossible. Our Father, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He says, no good thing will I hold from you. He tells us to cast all your cares. He says, cast all your cares. Saints, when you get a moment, look at that word all. He said, cast all your cares upon me. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, you ain't got no business praying. And we are people of prayer, and we're not people of worry. We are favored. We are blessed, and we are increasing. And God has enlarged our borders even right now. Even if you can't see it, just believe it and just start speaking it. You speak it and you believe it. See, you have to speak it first, saints. You have to speak it first. Because whatever you speak, your words follow exactly what you speak. Before you got on this call this morning, you probably told yourself, I'm getting ready to get on the call. You spoke it first. And now here you are on the call. Now you're here, you're on the call and being blessed by the call. So understand that your words follow what you speak. Our words are powerful, my brothers and sisters. And so we have to believe but not doubt. We are champions. We are champions. We are children of the Most High God. That we are the children of the Most High God, and God will not never leave you, nor will he forsake you, no matter what it looked like. We read the end of the book. The book says we win, and we win in Christ Jesus. And so, saints, I just want to just encourage you this morning. I'm just getting just a little bit excited. Y'all have to just continue to pray for me, but I just want to just encourage you this morning.
do things God's way. Do things God's way, and you will have his blessing. Doing things your own way, living on your own understanding, you'll have trouble. So just do things God's way. Don't try to get ahead of God. Don't try to get ahead of God, because what God has for you is better than anything that the world has to you. What God causes us to do, God will put you in a place of where you're waiting. But as you're waiting, continue to believe and to trust God, that God is a God that loves us, that wants us to prosper. He says in his word that he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health, and he wants us to be able to just honest the world. And so with that, saints, I just praise God for just each and every one of you. I thank God. I'm praying that your faith sustain you throughout this day, and regardless what the battle looks like, know that your enemy, he just walks around like a lion. He's not a lion. He's an imposter. And just know that my God is bigger than anything that the enemy can throw our way. And with that, I'll turn the call back over. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you also, Pastor Charles. Thank you for that powerful word of God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you. We are trusting you. We are not going to lean to our own understanding. We know that when we acknowledge you, Father, you are going to ensure that everything we need will be given to us, because you are our provider. You are our substance. You are the all-sufficient one. And Lord God, I thank you for Pastor Charles and his family, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to fill him with the knowledge of your will in wisdom and in spiritual understanding. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, that he is continuing to walk worthy of you, Lord, pleasing and being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Lord, thank you for strengthening him with all might, according to your glorious power, according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, Father. I give you thanks, Father, for the man of God and for his family. I thank you, Lord, for meeting his needs, Father. I thank you, Lord, because there's nothing too difficult for you. And just as he said, Father God, when we keep our eyes on you, when we speak your word, when we decree it, it will come to pass, because your word cannot return void unto you. I thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, that you are filling her, you are increasing her, because she is decreasing each and every single day, Father. So I thank you that you are giving her the desires of her heart. She has favor with you, Father, regarding the new teams that are being built, Father, and people are coming back into the business in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you for our Mother Eagle and for Dr. Robert, Father, for their union that is getting ready to take place this Friday, this Saturday, Lord, a time of celebration, a covenant that's being ready to be manifested, Lord God, and we as witnesses will rejoice with them, Lord. So I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in them, what you will continue to do in them. I thank you, Father God, for this union, that it is blessed, it is anointed, and it is successful, and it will bring glory to the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the Church Universal, Father. We come to you. We know that we are ministers in the marketplace, Father God, and you're teaching each one of us what we need to do so that others can be saved, Father. You're teaching us what to say, when to say it, and when not to say it, and just be fired before you in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up Marie Preston to you.
Yes,
I lift up Joni to you, Father. I lift up Reggie to you. I lift up Chantel to you, Father. I lift up Brenda to you, Lord God. I lift up all of those who know that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You are Jehovah Rapha, their healer. Father, there is nothing that is too difficult for you. I thank you that surgeries have been postponed in the name of Jesus. I thank you that cancer is a name and it has bowed to the authority of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that blood pressure is regulated in Jesus' name. I thank you that knees are healed, Father. I thank you that joints are restored, Father. Glory to God, you are our God. You are marvelous. You are miraculous. You are God all by yourself, and you know exactly what our needs are. And even those that are quiet, those that have not been spoken, they have been in their place, Father God, that secret place calling on you. And you, Lord God, hear their cries. You've heard their prayers, and we know that you have all things that will be done. You have all things that will be changed. You have all things that will be corrected in the mighty name of Jesus, because our steps are being ordered by you. We trust you. We're not leaning to our own understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, don't forget, immediately following this call, you can listen to the playback. And our playback number is 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. Get on the motivational call hosted by Platinum President Godmother. She's the godmother of Artists International. She has an awesome team with her. And this is Dorothy Cook, and we thank you for what you do. Dorothy Cook, you and your team of Platinums and all those that assist you. In the mighty name of Jesus. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. I thank you also, Father, for Minister Benita greeting us, praying over the call, ensuring that the word came forward so we know that our God hears us when we pray. 90K in 90 days, get on a sizzle call, 712-432-0075, PIN code 926-358-POUND. And the kings of artists are coming forward. They are teaching us. They are promoting. They are showing us it can be done. We're going to have a conference in June. It's going to be in Florida. It's going to be awesome. They hear the voice of God. And Father, bless them mightily in the name of Jesus. Pastor Charles, will you please come forward and seal this call and give us our daily benediction?
Praise God. God always have a lesson for us to learn. But before your vision can be manifest, you have to believe that regardless of your past problems or present circumstances, that you can make it. So count it all joy when challenges come. And just remember, you are already equipped to overcome. May God bless you.